This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Every year since 1987, U.S. News and World Report has published its special college rankings issue. And every year, for about the last decade at least, critics have called the list misleading. That criticism grew a bit louder this week when the presidents of dozens of liberal arts colleges, members of the so-called Annapolis group, decided to stop participating in the rankings. Among them, Doug Bennett, president of Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana, and he joins us now. He's on the phone from Topsom, Maine. And Doug Bennett, welcome.
Well, it's nice to have a chance to talk with you about this.
Tell me why you and scores of other college presidents this week decided to pull out of this annual survey.
I always want to start when I talk about this to say the real issues in American higher education are access and quality. And the only reason the rankings issue is important to anybody is because it's distracting and harmful to those two issues.
How is it harmful to
well,
those two issues?
It's harmful to access because it leads lots of college students, lots of potential college students, to think if I don't go to these four or five colleges, my life is ruined and everybody gets in a big frenzy about just a very few colleges. And it's harmful to the issue of quality because instead of really getting at issues of what college is right for a particular student, it gets everybody to think there are just a few good colleges and a lot of ones that I really shouldn't want to go to at all.
There's concern, too, isn't there? And I wonder if you could speak to this issue that the rankings compel colleges to take certain actions which might not be in the best interest of being the best college.
Of course, at Earlham, we've never done any such thing, though.
No, and I wasn't suggesting that.
No, I understand that. There are lots of ways in which, as the rankings have grown important, it tempts colleges to do things just to improve their place in the rankings. You can, for example, stop requiring SAT scores. So when U.S. News and World Report asks you to report the average SAT score of your incoming students, you only report the SAT scores of the students who gave you their SAT scores, and those are likely to be students with higher SAT scores.
Mm. Let's accept for the sake of argument that the U.S. News and World Report rankings aren't perfect. Isn't it important, though, to have some measure that consumer, however imperfect, that consumers and prospective students and parents can consult?
Sure, and let me make two points about this. One is the most important thing the Annapolis group said is not that it's backing away from active participation with the U.S. News rankings, but rather that it's going to work together, its members, to find ways to provide more information in an easy-to-find, user-friendly way and in roughly comparable formats. The other issue is that U.S. News is going to go on producing college rankings just as other magazines produce rankings of retirement communities and beer and golf courses. But colleges and universities have a professional obligation not to actively participate in things that they don't think are helpful in a professional way.
Brian Kelly, the editor of U.S. News, said in a statement that the magazine continually seeks ways to improve the rankings, and he says he welcomes input from involvement of college administrators like you. So I guess one question would be, why not stay inside and try to improve it rather than sort of take your marbles and leave?
I've been talking with various people at U.S. News and World Report for the better part of 15 years about why I thought the overall endeavor was not a good idea. And I'd say over those 15 years, I've found U.S. News and World Report unresponsive to serious professional concerns.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it very much.
That's Doug Bennett. He's president of Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana, talking to us from Topsom, Maine about the decision to pull out of the U.S. News and World Report college rankings.